Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Listen up!
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I repped that fucking Prada, I came from the water. Sea World has fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock too much, ice dog, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
This has been a very
productive work and vacay. I've worked, I've rested, I've taken care of myself, been pampered. So I thank my mom. I thank those that I network with, those that we give and take and support one another and have each other's backs. You know, there are those that I have their backs all the time, and people that have my backs. And thank you to those that always pray for me, and also those that accept my prayer. But you know, this morning show is a little abbreviated, and but I'm looking my best. Didn't get a chance to see a lot of friends, but this is a working vacay. Didn't get a chance to see Ridge Roughneck, but tomorrow will be the sports edition of Coastal Shock Entertainment Report. So maybe he'll be joining us tomorrow because we have a lot to talk about, don't we not? And the Mavericks lost to the Heat last night overtime. I'll check out the news this morning. Playing the Hornets on Saturday. That game, like I said before, because I know that it's going to be a good one, most definitely. Well, here is Andre Simone, America. And thank you to my Facebook friend that I call Mr. Dim. He calls me GOP because I'm like, of course, you all know an independent thinking, open mind Republican, and he's like a hardcore Democrat, and I love networking with he and his wife are so supportive of others. And so he sent me an awesome picture of Prince. And so thank you, Steve, for sending me that awesome picture of Prince, which I called my future baby daddy. Okay, just joking. But thank you for joining this edition of Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Here's Andre Simone, America. And also thank you, Mr. B. Office. I have information to share with those that would be in Jackson or based in Jackson because there's a independent film being produced in Jackson. And on January 6th and 7th, if you have time to spare, like 10 to 12 hours, you want to be a non-paid extra, which non-paid gigs lead to paid gigs. So I have some information to share with you regarding a film being made in Jackson next week. Here's Andre Simone, America. Simone. Check him out at andresimone.bandcamp.com. And also on Facebook and Twitter, I'm at Andre Simone. Again, this is from the Mississippi Film Office, which you can check out at filmmississippi.org. Contact number is 601-359-3297. Ward Emily is the executive director. Attention, volunteer extras needed for the film Rumors of War. Location, Jackson, Mississippi area. Days, January the 6th and 7th, of course, this year, 2013. The start time could vary between 3 p.m. and film for 10 to 12 hours. So if you have 10 to 12 hours to commit on January the 6th and 7th, starting between 2 and 3 on both days, then you might play the part as an extra in this film. There will be afternoon and night shoots. Who are needed are men and women and who are capable of playing underground Christians. You will need to be willing to commit to this 10 to 12-hour volunteer acting role. If interested, please contact Advantage Casting at AOL.com. That's AdvantageCastingAOL.com, and I will be contacting them also. You know, unpaid gigs, please, paying gigs. So, you know, type in Christian Underground Extras in subject line when you contact them at AdvantageCasting@AOL.com. Call time may not be announced until the day before. Rumors of War stars Jackie Velasquez, Jamie Grace, and Ben Davis. Okay? Again, volunteer extras are needed for the film Rumors of War. Location, Jackson, Mississippi area. Days, January the 6th and 7th. Start time could vary between 2 and 3 p.m. and film for 10 to 12 hours. There will be afternoon and night shoots. Needed are men and women who are capable of playing underground Christians. You would need to be willing to commit to this 10 to 12-hour volunteer acting role. If interested, please contact Advantage Casting at AOL.com. Type in Christian Underground Extras in the subject line and send an email. Call time may not be announced until the day before. There was a war stars, Jackie Velasquez, Jamie Grace, and Ben Davis. Again, this is courtesy of the Mississippi Film Office, and you can contact them at filmmississippi.org, 601-359-3297. And it's also great if you sign up for the newsletter and also like their Facebook page also at Mississippi Film Office, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you regarding if you're going to be in Jackson, those fellow lesbian friends of mine and those that work behind the scene also. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. This was the day that I married my first husband many, many years ago. And I married my second husband here in 1997. My sister is my witness. If today is your birthday, today is Eli Manning, New York Giants quarterback, 32nd birthday. George Martin, record producer, 87. Robert Loggia, actor, 83. Dabney Coleman, actor, 81. Bobby Hull, hockey Hall of Famer, 74. John Paul Jones, rock musician, Led Zeppelin, 67. Victoria Principal, Dallas. And I have, you took my cowgirl moment. I have been just, oh my God, those of you that know me know that I'm fascinated and obsessed with Dallas since I was a little girl. You know, I'm really working on, hopefully, get at least an acting a background gig on the new Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working, dropping these pounds and getting my looks and whatever, you know, so I can play, do something. It was working in hair and makeup. today's Victoria Principal's birthday. She's 63 and she is beautiful. She, Suzanne Summers, and many others know that they really age gracefully and really take good care of themselves. Mel Gibson, actor, director, is 57. Shannon Sturgis, actress, is 45. Danica McKellar, actress of The Wonder Years, is 38. Rock musician Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash is 68 years old today. And on this day in 59, Alaska became the 49th state. Martin Luther was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church in 1521. Of course, this is always courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News, which you can check out at dallasnews.com. And then in 1777, General George Washington's army routed the British in the Battle of Princeton, New Jersey. 1868, the Meiji Restoration reestablished the authority of Japan's emperor and heralded the fall of the military rulers known as shoguns. And in 1892, J.R.R. Tolkien, author of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, was born in Bloemfontein, South Africa. And in 1938, the March of Dimes campaign to fight polio was organized. And, you know, I play a lot of March of Dimes PSAs. In 1961, the United States severed diplomatic relations with Cuba. In 1967, here's some Dallas history and American history. Jack Ruby, the man who fatally shot accused presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, died in a Dallas hospital. 1990, Alfred Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega surrendered to U.S. forces 10 days after taking refuge in the Vatican's diplomatic mission in Panama City. And President George H.W. Bush announces the surrender. In 2000, the last new daily Peanuts comic strip by Charles Schulz ran in 2,600 newspapers. In 2004, NASA's Mars rover Spirit touched down on the red planet. In 2006, lobbyist Jack Abramoff pleaded guilty to conspiracy, mail fraud, and tax evasion, and agreed to cooperate in investigations of corruption in Congress. In 2009, after 7 days of pummeling the Gaza Strip from the air, Israel launched a ground offensive. So that's what's happening in highlights in today's things that happened today on this date in history, courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News. So again, I thank you and appreciate you so much for your support and your love and all that good stuff. So wow, still getting emails and talk regarding Kim and Kanye West. Expectancy of a little baby. I was reading an article yesterday where they were saying Rob, Kim's brother, said he will wait until he gets married before he becomes a baby daddy. He wants to be a hubby first before he becomes a baby daddy. So, you know, yeah. I guess Chloe and Lamar will be having theirs soon. Listen, I'm just checking out a few emails because I always get interesting emails when I'm on air. So I'm trying to check out my emails right quick while I have the email inbox open. But again, thank you to Lance for calling in on yesterday, doing live broadcast. And Belinda called me and left a message and apologized for not calling in. And she will be a guest on next week's Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart Wednesday, where we will continue discussing sex pheromones and the amazing products that she sells and markets with as an intimacy advisor with Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic on next Wednesday. So looking forward to that. But we had a blast of a good time and very grateful and thankful that Lance called in to elaborate and share the importance of pheromones and the importance of smelling good and how men, you know, how men smell to women. How does it really matter to us? And it does matter to us. And he expressed how he loved to smell the scent of a woman when a woman has a nice fragrance that matches her natural pheromones also. So next week we will be talking about that with Belinda Bostic and, you know, her apologies, and she sends out happy New Year wishes and so on. I figured with the arrival of the New Year and just getting caught in up with the celebrations that had happened, because I did call her, but she has had her phone off before showtime. So I did hear from her, and she apologized for not calling, and she will definitely be a guest next Wednesday talking about sex pheromones and so on, and she wished that we had had a good show, which we did have a good show. So, again, thank you for your love and support. Most definitely. Here's my friend Charisma, also known as Crashing Serious, representing Istanbul, Turkey, heavy funk.
Thank you.
love to break it down in a funky way. I'm talking about Austin Brown, True God, and Charisma really breaks it down. You know, they break it down, then it brings it back up. I love it when they do that. Here's some other friends of mine based right here in Dallas, Texas, West Ford in the Foundry. Be like you. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on MySpace. Check them on SoundCloud, West Ford in the Foundry, and definitely ReverbNation.com. They have a gig coming up. Oh, my God. I wish I could be in this gig. Oh, my God. On the 11th of January. So check out their Facebook pages and ReverbNation.com pages, and you can get more information regarding the gig that's coming up right here in Big D. And their music is definitely climbing the Reverb Nation rock charts. So a big shout out to my fellow metalheads. Here's West Ford and the Foundry. I guess music does not want to get started. Come on. Don't tell me my music is hungover from the celebrating. Murphy's Law, what can happen will happen. I dislike it when it happens with my music, though. Okay. Well, music is acting a little crazy. Hopefully I get West Ford and Foundry on before concluding the show this morning. But I hate when that, well, I don't like to use the word hate, but I dislike when there's a delay in the startup of my music. Most definitely. Yes. So that is like, okay, I'm ready to hear some more jams. I'm with you guys too. I want to hear more. So hopefully I get it on before I conclude the show, which will be soon. And I've noticed Valentine's merchandise, which Lance mentioned on yesterday. I noticed from the stores that I passed or went in yesterday and the day before, already have their Valentine merchandising already. And I know when I was in North Park Center Mall, I noticed the jewelry stores already were promoting that if you wanted anything engraved or whatever, that you need to meet like the end of the month of January deadline so you can have gifts ready for Valentine's Day. And I noticed in some stores that I went in on yesterday, Valentine cards and all type of merchandise is up and in full effect. Those displays and so on. You know, I put a lot of attention to merchandising. That's what I have a degree in, social science degree in fashion merchandising, retail management design. So it's like, you know, it's like interior decorating, but on the, you know, retail side. And that is something I plan on getting more into, also interior design and outside of fashion designing. But whenever I go in the store, I always notice the merchandising. And so the Valentine merchandising that I've seen, you know, they're like, some are like already in your face, and then some are like simply trying to, you know, ease the Valentine merchandising in. Like, okay, we just don't want to throw it in your face, but, you know, hey, hint, hint, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. See, that happens to be one of my favorite days, you know, regardless of. So I'm trying to see if my music will come up, but doesn't look like it wants to cooperate. I wish it would. Makes me put on a sad face. No, I don't want to put on, I'm not going to put a sad face on because I'm feeling too good and too happy. And you know what? You all do not let anybody take away your joy. If you feel joy or you're trying to get some joy, do not let anyone take your joy away. You know what? A lady told me this. Like a 91 young lady told me this probably about like in August, September. I was in Taco Bell in Jackson in Ridgeland, Mississippi. In Ridgeland, close by our North Park Mall. We have a North Park Mall. In Ridgeland, Mississippi, and I was at a Taco Bell near that location, and this lady complimented the blouse I was wearing, and then she just started sharing all types of wisdom with me, and she says that she always is happy. She said that was the secret to her longevity, living 91 to be 91 years young, that she always been happy. And she said, one thing about it, I'm like, well, how can you be happy sometimes? Because sometimes people will, like, you know, like, she said, do not let other people ruin your day. Do not allow anyone to have that control and that power to take away your joy. And then if you're trying to work on getting happiness and joy, do not, this is me talking, adding to it, don't let anyone, you know, discourage you and dissuade you from going the happy routes in your life also, you know. Because we all have to go experience it. We have to feel so happy inside, and then here comes that crazy moment when someone says something or does something that we allow to ruin our day or ruin our moment. So when that 91 young lady told me, she said, never let anyone take away your joy. And I know some of us say, well, some people just test us, you know, but she still said, just, you know, pray for them, but don't let them take away your joy. So I'm just laying that on, because that was some well-sage advice to share with, you know, a stranger. I mean, I'm just sitting there eating, and she coupled them blabs, and then she came in, and she and I talked literally for like 20 minutes about just life and the wisdom of life. And, of course, 31 years young, I'm listening. And it seems I did my best to be quiet, because some of you know I like to talk too. But it seemed like she learned something from me too. I don't know. but I loved what she shared with me regarding to not allow anyone to take away your joy. And especially, you know, that's a good point. And my thing is, don't let anyone prevent you from getting your joy if you're working on getting out of those dark moments. Because I know how it feels to have those dark clouds over you, and to feel that darkness and that loneliness within inside you. So don't let anyone allow you to have that power to allow you to go deeper into that darkness. But you're going for the lightness and for the joy. So don't let anyone take that joy from you, most definitely. So my music does not want to cooperate, and that's sad, because my last morning here in Big D, I wanted to play with Ford and the Foundry, which I love playing their songs, Hold Me Down and Be Like You, and I'm sure they have some more music that they'll be dropping soon, since they have a gig coming up on 11, and I know for a fact, because I'm friends with Scott and Lori. Scott is bassist in the group. He's a good friend of my attorney, who's based right here in Big D, Jay Lucas. Check him out at lucaslawfirm.com. He has an amazing track record. He's never lost a child custody case. And so network with so check my network with them. And so if you're interested in going to their gig on 11, you should be able to get more information on their Facebook pages and at ReverbNation.com, and check out more of their music on SoundCloud. Still working on getting some music up, but it does not want to play. Not at all. I'm going to check my email for the last time before saying goodbye until we meet again on tomorrow. And thank you for those that are praying for my safe travels. Big shout out to my family and loved ones here in Dallas and in Jacktown and worldwide. Shout out to the UK, my UK listeners and Australian listeners, and those in Malaysia and Japan and Dubai and all over America and D.C. And again, thank you to President Obama and First Lady for including my mother on your green card list this year. She and I were just so excited, and my sister was even excited when she found out about that. And just thank you. I you know, I have a lot of friends that reside here too in the Dallas-Fort Worth Arlington area also, so big shout out to those of you that do listen to the show, because my classmates and friends are all over the world, and people that I've formerly worked with throughout my lifetime, all over the world. Big shout out to Mark, my Mark mentor, Whitney Dennis, based in Baton Rouge, and my regional sales manager, who is based in Georgia, and all of those that are based in Cincinnati and in New York also, and also the Mark mentors and reps that are based right here in Texas, in Dallas, and in Tiffany Tota, and then I think in Arlington it's like Vanessa Zagoza. So big shout out to those ladies who are making things happen with Mark and Empowerment by Mark Foundation, which is a very important foundation. Of course, actress, beautiful actress, Ashley Green is our brand ambassador and the spokesperson. Formerly Lauren Conrad was a spokesperson for Mark Cosmetics also. And just a big shout-out. Shout-out to the artists and business people that I network daily. Looking forward to awesome talks with you all in the very near future. And those of you that would love to advertise, please don't hesitate to contact blogtalkradio.com and myself regarding advertising, especially during the broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And send your PSAs in. I put up PSAs. But if you have PSAs that you would like me to play, don't hesitate. And you know, I love playing your music, so I appreciate your music, from the mainstream artists that I network with to the underground and indie artists. I mean, you rock. I'm just so amazed at the talent that is out there. Just super amazing. So, wow. I mean, and then there's the people that were playing in town.
The
Trump
everybody's genius.
You are now listening to the sounds of LSD.
I'm buzzing when I see them fake. I'm buzzing when them niggas say I'm buzzing, cause I'm really real. Talk on Twitter all in the field. Make my own CDs and foot the bill. 5 mixtapes deep and still no deal. I'm awesome.
Clarksdale, Mississippi, Hold It Down featuring Young T. Rush. And King Trill will be a guest on weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports in the very near future.
Texas, King Trill, Mississippi. Yeah, I got my homies TNG in this bitch with me. Oklahoma, I like this beat right here. And you know what? I've been analyzing the game and I realize KT, I see you. Ain't nobody out there spinning real shit no more. No, ain't nobody out there representing for the hood no more.
Well, hold it down then.
Well,
This goes out to all my OGs still living. And it don't matter if you in these streets or in prison. All my homies up in heaven still riding with me. Just know I live every day just like you riding with me. My young G's, keep your mind on your bread. You know them haters ain't gonna rest even after you're dead. See, it's a dirty game. You gotta watch how you play. Don't let your pussy get you caught or keep your eyes on the fed. They say sometimes it takes death to bring peace. Well, I done seen so much death, sometimes I think I still need a peace. I hustle every day just like I'm still in these streets. Except now it's not me, my kids gotta eat. See, money don't bring changes, it's your income increase. So is the pain. The more them haters see you shine, the more they pray to see your brain. Till eventually they try to take you out of the game.
I keep my eyes on the snake. Where I'm from, they be robbing sunlight late. T Rush the truth, me a dub eight. Taking up on city, man, my thoughts cause quake. My generation put an end to the house party. Everybody in the party had to have a 40. No OE,
nope.
I'm talking Glocksicock back and pop. Little homie 15 and this Mac is hot. I've been about it, been riding since A-Land when they was pop locking. But now they gangster, right? But now you need to stop it. I'm a rocket shot at a star. Watch me explode, blow with the pieces. Now they see me, I'm coming for show. And for my people in the ghetto, we gon' do the most. We can't be down forever, something gon' take, I know. And it don't make no sense if you ain't making dough. Stay on your grind and in time, it's gon' be your time to blow.
Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live.
Now all my people around the world listen, the ghetto ain't real. It's just a concentrated thought that keeps the truth concealed. My lyrics real, all you got to do is open your ear and understand this wicked plan. They've been plotting for years. We all slaves in the system, no matter your race. Cause poverty don't consider the color of your face. Make no mistake, on the way to escape. Give up the hate, keep your faith. Put these devils in their place. Cause in the end, it's our kids who suffer. We go to war every day, but only killing each other. Why the media just laugh while we baptize our babies inside of a bloodbath? We on the path to destruction. I think it's time we consider reconstruction. And stop killing over colors at the end of the war. We only killing each other.
Hey, you know what I said? Hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down.
All my people out there in the hood, they need to understand this. Only you can determine how far you're going in life. You know, can't nobody else determine where you're going or where you're headed in life but you. You know, let these motherfuckers hold you down. Time to get it.
Woo! That's great. That is great. Big shout out also to Mr. Martini, PhD, and his staff. Right downtown, you all go check them out on the corner of Herve and Ross, across from me and Marcus, PhD Salon, PhD Elite. Didn't get a chance to see Pia Martina PhD. Oh my God, you know, I love me some Martina PhD. So check them out, okay? You can check out his website also and register to become a new client. Also, Martina PhD, okay? But here's with For the Foundry. Be like you.
Oh,
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Woo! So keep on. Those of you that are trying and working hard to quit, and those of you that can quit cold turkey, commend you for doing such a great job. Okay? Really. Oh, man. It's been great. Again, I want to thank the city of Dallas. Thank you for the love. Thank you, Doubletree. It's official. Doubletree is my home away from home until I get my own digs here. So no question on anybody's couch here. So any of my loved ones or family friends, Doubletree is where I'll be crashing until I get my own digs. I love it here. So I really do. So it's been an amazing time right here at Doubletree at Campbell Center, close in the midst of everything. This is one of my favorite areas. But I have never been to Dallas since my youth and not gone to the Bottman Lake area. And I love going to Bottman Lake. So I didn't get a chance to visit Bottman Lake or go down to the West End area. So I wanted to eat some spaghetti at the Spaghetti House. I love me some spaghetti, so I missed out on that also. But perfectly, I'll be back real sooner than you all think. Also, with my pets and all in tow, and maybe mama, you never know. But thank you so much for the love, and thank you all for listening and supporting the show. Of course, it's still in developmental stages, I know. It's almost 2 years since it premiered on March 21st, 2011. But, hey, thank you, because I'm really amazed and surprised at the support. You know what? I think it would be neat to have, like when I do a resume, when I come back or when I resume going back and forth, I think it would be a cool idea to do a Culture Shock Entertainment presents showcase networking event, promoting the different music genres like I like to play here on the show. I think that's a good idea, you know, let's network and make it happen, you know, let's find venues and to produce the showcases and to network with different areas of the, you know, entertainment and fashion industries. Also, I know a lot of my friends here really do a good job in their niche markets, and I really love a mixture of different genres, from hip hop to hard rock to blues, jazz, and I think it would be cool to have a mixed genre showcase of combined with hair and fashion and all that, where we can network and showcase our talent. So if you think that's a cool idea, let's talk and make it happen. Most definitely, let's just do it and go for it, okay? I think it would be really cool to kick it off right here in Big D. And it's not something I just cooked up. It's been long in thought. This is a song I love, a rendition of an 80s tune that I love. And Sunglasses at Night, this is Jeff Lamb. She's such a cool indie artist.
I can't stop, I can want you with
in tomorrow for Sports Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I know I'll be tired. Well, I'm well rested right now, so I'll be excited. We're going to talk about all things sports. I'll talk about it, or those that call in, and hopefully Rich Rupnick will call in also and share his Super Bowl predictions. Of course, you all know what I want to talk about. Someone that I love so much, Coach Sean Payton, and the new contract with the Who Dat Nation. You know, I love me some Cowboys and Who Dat Nation. And so we'll be talking about, I'll be talking about, my subject matter would be Coach Sean and the big new contract. My mother broke the story to me early, like Monday, Monday morning when I got settled in here about Coach Sean, and she was so excited. And so I befriended